I think objectively this is far better than being anywhere typically in the States, even San Francisco or New York, whatever. But then you kind of get used to it, right? So for me, I'm just kind of more interested in going these kind of walks, experimenting with camera, video, GoPro, and stuff like that, and just sharing these turbo thoughts. So then the practical question is, you know, what are the next steps? What should I do with this knowledge? So, I mean, I can't speak for you, but I could, you know, share what I personally like to do. So, right, just, it's fine too, because if you have a Google account, if you have a Gmail, everyone does, right? You technically already have a YouTube channel, right? Like, you just go to youtube.com/upload. You can do this on your laptop, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And you can start immediately uploading videos that you shot on your iPhone, iPad, GoPro, Ricoh GR3, whatever have you. Or if you have the YouTube app on your phone, your iPad, whatever, you just press the little plus button. You can start immediately sharing videos. And the reason why I think videos are so... the future is that actually, even my son Seneca, right? He is about a year and 7 months old right now. And out of all the things, he loves video the most. And I don't let him watch YouTube, stupid YouTube, kids, whatever. I actually let him use the built-in, either the iPhone, the iPad, or even on my MacBook Pro laptop, the Photos app. And I let him watch all the videos of Appa and Suntime Adventures that it's in the videos filter under the Photos library, so Apple. So I think this is the nuance I've also learned about parenting too, is that it's not necessarily using an iPhone or iPad or, you know, watching videos or using technology is a bad thing. I think the issue is when it becomes unsupervised and you essentially let them go down strange rabbit holes. And even something I found that, you know, when Sen was on my mom's iPad, right? You're watching like Blackpink, then you watch a fan-made cartoon version of Blackpink, then it goes down this strange rabbit hole of this like, kind of like, Minecraft, like somebody talking nonsense. It just gets very bizarre and kind of like strange, creepy. Like I really don't like it. And then the YouTube algorithm keeps feeding your kid, and it doesn't matter if it's YouTube kids or whatever. Like, I think any responsible Silicon Valley parent would never let their kid watch YouTube. And if in fact you want to watch videos, show them videos of the adventures you have already gone on yourself, and then let them watch those videos. And then it's also fun for me too, because like Sen will watch these old videos of adventures going, and I totally forget about these fun adventures, and I love to rewatch it. But anyways, so yeah, I think you know, it's funny because like this house is like pretty cool and awesome too, right? But I would still not seek to buy one or own one, even if it only costs $100,000 or $50,000, because you still gotta maintain it, which is a pain in the butt. Like even being here in the mountainside, right? There's all these like field mice that kind of get at the food and stuff like that. So anything that requires more maintenance is a pain in the ass. This is at least one plus one for maybe electric cars, because even though the whole charging situation is a pain in the butt, at least the upside is it's less maintenance insofar much as you don't have to do oil changes, radiator leaks, stuff like that. Also one of the downsides of being here, no gym. I mean, I still like the gym. I think the gym is fun. Even though I have my infamous rock toss funnage here, it's still I do enjoy. So being in the mountainside and barbelling that with being in the city every once in a while, I think it's actually a good combination. Also, the fun thing about being here in the mountainside or the countryside is it forces you to innovate in fun ways. Thank you. Cindy has this brilliant idea that we should just take all the CrossFitters and have them come to the mountainside, countryside, do farm work and start a construction company and do this really fun functional fitness.